The ichthys, the ancient Christian fish symbol of faith and perseverance. For nearly 2,000 years, the simple outline of a fish, known as the ichthys, has stood as one of the most recognizable emblems of Christianity. Often called the Jesus fish, this ancient symbol carries with it a history of secrecy, faith, and identity. Its roots trace back to the earliest centuries of the church, when followers of Jesus lived under the shadow of persecution, yet held firmly to their faith. Meaning of the word ichthys. The term ichthys is the Greek word for fish. Early Christians gave this common word a deeper, hidden meaning by turning it into an acronym. I, Iesus, Jesus. CH, Christos, Christ. TH, Theou, Theou, of God. Y, Weos, Son. S, Soter, Savior. Together the phrase translates to Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. Thus, the fish symbol was more than a drawing. It was a compact declaration of Christian beliefs in who Jesus is. A wheel, the earlier form of the ichthys. Before the familiar fish outline became widespread, some early Christians used a more concealed version of the symbol known as the ichthys, wheel. In this design, the five Greek letters of the word ichthys were superimposed around a circle, forming a pattern that resembled an eight-spoked wheel. To outsiders, it appeared to be nothing more than a decorative or geometric shape, but to Christians, it carried the same powerful message, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. This wheel form likely came first, offering believers an even more discreet way to confess their faith at a time when discovery could mean persecution or death. Origins in times of persecution. During the first three centuries of the church, Christians often faced hostility from Roman authorities. Openly declaring faith in Jesus could lead to imprisonment, torture, or even execution. In such an environment, believers needed discreet ways to identify one another and express their faith. The ichthys became one of these secret signs. Tradition tells us that when two strangers met, one might draw a curved line on the ground. If the other person was also a Christian, they would complete the shape, forming the outline of a fish. This silent gesture allowed Christians to recognize fellow believers without alerting potential enemies. Biblical connections to the fish. The choice of a fish was not accidental. In the Gospels, fish are frequently associated with Jesus and his ministry. Jesus called his first disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, from their work as fishermen, promising to make them fishers of men, Matthew 4:19. He miraculously fed thousands with loaves and fish, Matthew 14:13 to 21, 15:32 to 39. After his resurrection, he appeared to the disciples by the Sea of Galilee and prepared fish for them to eat. John 21:9 to 13. The fish thus became a fitting representation of discipleship, provision, and the presence of Christ himself. The ichthys through history. While the cross eventually became the central emblem of Christianity, the ichthys never disappeared. It has been found etched into the walls of catacombs, carved onto ancient tombstones, and engraved on rings and seals belonging to early believers. In later centuries, especially during times of renewed hostility, the fish once again served as a quiet reminder of identity and faith. Today, it is widely recognized and often seen on bumper stickers, jewelry, or artwork, sometimes bearing the name Jesus within the symbol. The enduring legacy of the fish. The ichthys is a powerful reminder of the resilience of the early church. It represents a faith that could not be silenced, even when threatened with death. To modern Christians, the Jesus fish, whether in its ancient wheel form or the familiar outline, remains both a link to the courage of the past and a symbol of the eternal truth of the gospel, that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Latin inscription of a tombstone. The lower Latin text, Licinia miati beati morenti vixit, translates to something like Licinia lived for 28 years to her well-deserving self, or Licinia. To her well-deserving self, lived for 28 years. Greek inscription. The Greek text ichthys zonton translates to fish of the living or fish of the living ones. This is a Roman tomb of an early Christian. The inscription includes carvings of two fish facing each other, connected by what appears to be a fishing line or a symbolic link, reinforcing the ichthys theme. A laurel wreath, a symbol of victory or honor, is also carved at the top.